KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, possible thunderstorms, steady temperatures in the mid-50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain, possible thunderstorms, mid-40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. We'll continue with rain showers, mid-50s. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, more rain, around 45 degrees. Right now, it's 48.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Brazilian government's tariff rate quota that placed a 20% duty on American ethanol imports exceeding 198 million gallons ended at the end of August. Government officials are there yet to have announced any plans for the future of a U.S.-Brazil trade relationship. If the government doesn't take further action, all U.S. ethanol coming into Brazil faces a 20% tariff. The chair of the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson, not happy about that situation. He said American corn and ethanol producers struggling to access domestic markets because of the coronavirus and the EPA's reckless implementation of the renewable fuel standard. He said Brazil's move to increase tariffs on American ethanol is more bad news for producers. He wants the administration to continue working with Brazilian officials to restore the duty-free access that was in place from 2012 to 2017. He said tariff wars have consequences, and the biofuel producers are seeing that firsthand. He said Brazil has been a major buyer of U.S. ethanol, importing some 332 million gallons worth $493 million just in 2019. Peterson and 19 other members of Congress recently sent a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, asking him to pressure Brazil's leaders to restore zero-tariff ethanol between America and Brazil. Well, the National Corn Growers working on building out the infrastructure needed for future mid-level blends of ethanol. For 3 years now, the NCGA and state partners have been working with the Wayne Fueling Systems to make and sell fuel pumps certified to deliver fuels containing up to 25% ethanol. This partnership helps the corn growers support the sale of more than 50,000 new fuel pumps around the country, building out the infrastructure needed to support the future of mid-level blends of ethanol. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Mid-America Network News. A group of University of Kansas students went on strike from classes on Monday to protest the opening of the campus during the COVID-19 pandemic. The University of Kansas held classes on Labor Day due to a modified academic calendar amid the pandemic.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, The Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating a weekend fire in Concordia. The Concordia police have asked citizens to stay away from the scene of the fire at Thunderstrike's Bowling. Just after 3 a.m. on Sunday, crews responded to the bowling alley and found it totally engulfed in flames. The building is considered a total loss. Police report that the scene is still dangerous and the investigation is still active. As the site is still an active crime scene, citizens found at the location could be cited for criminal trespassing. The Kansas Appeals Court has upheld the theft conviction of a man who repeatedly turned to a Walmart self-checkout machine that was mistakenly spitting out $20 bills instead of ones, eventually receiving nearly $500 in extra change. The Wichita Eagle reports the appeal was rejected. Nicholas Morris was convicted for theft of property delivered by mistake, stemming from a January 2019 shopping trip in which he discovered a self-checkout machine at the Walmart in Wellington was giving incorrect change. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say a Nebraska police officer who was shot 2 weeks ago while attempting to arrest a 17-year-old on an assault charge has died. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that Luis Mario Herrera, a 23-year veteran of the Lincoln Police Department, was shot while serving a warrant on August 26th. He died yesterday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff until sunset this Friday. A Colorado man died in a boating accident on a western Nebraska lake after trying to rescue his girlfriend. Nebraska conservation officers say 55-year-old Colorado Springs resident Kim Lampe had fallen off of a pontoon boat Saturday at Lake McConaughey. Her 53-year-old boyfriend, Kevin Kiso, jumped in to save her. Kiso then himself had to be rescued. He was later taken to a hospital where he was pronounced deceased. I'm Rick Everett with your Tuesday Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Pony Up Marysville netted nearly $270,000 Friday with nearly 970 gifts toward 40 local causes and organizations. With $61,500 in matching funds, the effort totaled some $330,000. The Blue River Rail Trail was tops in number of gifts and dollars given, with nearly $21,000 from 84 givers. Kistrouse Museum and Gardens raised over $17,000, St. Gregory's School $15,000, and the Marshall County Historical Society and Historic Union Pacific Depot Preservation Group were both around $14,000. Kansas Honor Flight was second high in number of contributors with 78. Black Squirrel Bark Park had 59, Depot Restoration 57, and Marshall County Arts Cooperative 53 gifts. The leaderboard totals are online at ponyupmarysville.com. Matching funds this year were contributed through the Citizen State Bank's Landall Company and an anonymous donor at $10,000 each, United Bank and Trust, $9,000, as well as the Ed and Mary Wiggers Trust, Blue Valley Technologies, CW and Allerholligan Family Fund, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Steve Shum Memorial, Marysville Mutual Insurance, Lee and Lucy Pappas, First Commerce Bank, and Sunflower Community Credit Union. Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day is coming up September 15th. Donations can be made via cash, check, or online anytime before and including September 15th. That window has been extended due to COVID-19. Cash and check gifts can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive in Blue Rapids with a giving form and postmark before September 15th or dropped off at the community center anytime prior. Again, the on-person event is September 15th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the community center in Blue Rapids. More information online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. Another positive COVID-19 test in Marshall County reported this past weekend brings active cases to 3 with 13 recoveries. None as yet have resulted in hospitalization. As of Friday, Washington County still had 10 active cases following a recent outbreak with 4 recoveries thus far. 11 of the 15 were ages 18 to 24 years old. A Nemahal Central staff member in Seneca has tested positive and will be quarantined 14 days. Areas of a school building were closed off Friday for additional cleaning. Staff and students who may have been in contact have been notified, and families will be advised if any further actions are required. This and another case in Nemahal County reported last week bring the number of active cases to 4 with 53 recoveries in the county to date. COVID-19 concerns continue to impact school activities as Nemahal Central cancels their September 12th volleyball tournament. Blue Valley Randolph was forced to cancel their first 3 football games of a season, including Axtell this Friday and Hanover next week. A number of other junior high events at area schools have also been impacted. Marshall County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend.
We're seeing some cases pop up in schools and some cases popping up within our sport programs. We have kids from other schools getting together. And as the schools work with this, we're seeing that we don't always know what's going on everywhere in the county or everywhere in different parts of the state. So when all these kids get together, it's really a big question and a fear for schools and parents as to whether COVID will raise its head.
Sue Rhodes noted that activities can continue safely with public vigilance.
I think that all gatherings can happen. I think that everybody just needs to keep in mind that that virus is still here and that we need to do all those personal hygiene things that can keep us safe.
Public Health Solutions of Southeast Nebraska reported a COVID-19-related fatality as a Gage County woman, reportedly in her 60s, passed away Thursday at a Lincoln hospital with complications. Gage County reports 13 new positive tests in the last reporting period as of Friday. Charles P. Gore, age 85, of Centralia, passed away Saturday. Private family graveside service is planned Friday at the Roots Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7:30, at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Charles Gore.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have a stationary boundary across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest, which really is not going to be moving anywhere over the next several days, bringing ongoing showers, few thunderstorms all across the central and east central parts of the Midwest through the end of the week. Upper level trough behind it, bringing a blast of cool air. We are seeing well below average temperatures all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. And that will continue as we head into tonight, continuing into tomorrow before we start to see a warm up as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, possible thunderstorms, steady temperatures in the mid-50s with wind gusts at 35. Tonight, we'll continue with rain showers, possible thunderstorms, mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain, mid-50s, and tomorrow night, we'll continue with rain. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-September, 83. Recent record high, 98 in 2013. The average low, 59. Recent record high, 47 in 2012. Sunset this evening, 7:45. Sunrise in the morning at 7:01.
Indoor houseplants can be a challenge, even for experienced outdoor gardeners. We will suggest a few resilient varieties on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 8th, the 252nd day of the year. Actor Peter Sellers and singer Patsy Cline were born on this day, and in 1966, Star Trek made its debut on NBC television. As the end of the outdoor growing season nears, you may want to add some greenery indoors for the months ahead. Novices will want to start with resilient plants. Here are three of the lowest maintenance varieties you'll find. Arrowhead is a tropical houseplant that bushes out quickly and doesn't mind missing a watering or two. And it comes in a variety of colors. Lucky Bamboo is a member of the lily family that can be grown in soil or water, and it thrives with minimal light. And Heartleaf Philodendrons will love you even if you neglect them. Plus, they come in hundreds of varieties. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
In the model for a solid, priced right work truck, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2008 Chevy Silverado 1500 model four-wheel drive work truck and a 2007 Chevy Silverado 1500 model extended cab. They're both four-wheel drive and awaiting your test drive priced right at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Zach Plesac came up with big pitches over seven innings. Tyler Naquin had two RBIs, and the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 5-2, handing the Royals their season-high seventh straight loss. Plesac gave up a hit in each of the first seven innings, including Adalberto Mondesi's 458-foot homer in the seventh. It was Plesac's second win in two starts since returning to Cleveland's rotation after being demoted for breaking team COVID-19 protocols. Hall of Famer Lou Brock, the dynamic leadoff hitter and base stealer who helped the St. Louis Cardinals win three pennants and two World Series in the 1960s, has died. He was 81. Dick Zitzman, the outfielder's longtime agent and friend, confirmed Brock's death. He arrived in St. Louis in June of 1964. Brock lost a leg from diabetes in recent years and was diagnosed with cancer in 2017. Mid-America Network Sports.
And that Association. Back after this.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Zach Kuzak came up with big pitches over 7 innings. Finally, I think had 2 RBIs and the group of the team beat the Kansas Jayhawks 5-2. Thank you for all their season high 7 straight loss.
The Kansas City Chiefs are content to defend their Super Bowl title largely with the team that won it. After signing a handful of veteran free agents during an offseason unlike any other, the Chiefs waived the majority of them Saturday as they trimmed down to 53 players for the start of the regular season. Among the notable names were running back DeAndre Washington, who was signed from Oakland, and former Miami safety Adrian Colbert. Most of the players waived as the Chiefs trimmed from their 80-man camp roster ahead of their opener Thursday night against Houston were inexpensive flyers and undrafted free agents. Dustin Johnson finally has his name on the FedEx Cup trophy and a whopping $15 million that comes with it. Johnson saw his 5-shot lead dwindle to 2 shots down the stretch in the Tour Championship, but he came up with just enough shots and a few key putts for a 2-under 68 for a 3-shot victory at Eastlake. And the Royals tonight game 2 of the 4-game series with Cleveland. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller, O'Dell, and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday. Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.
When harvest season arrives, cooking can become less of a chore and the results taste much better. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Ratatouille is one dish I plan my garden around and love to serve family and friends. All you need is 1 medium eggplant, cubed, 3 medium zucchini, sliced, 2 medium onions, sliced, 1 medium pepper, sweet that is, diced, and 2 cloves of garlic minced. Sauté these in 3 tablespoons of olive oil. Add 8 or more of tomatoes, 1/2 cup fresh parsley, chopped, 1 tablespoon fresh basil. Cook over medium heat until most of the liquid evaporates. Place in a 9x13 pan, sprinkle with 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, cover with foil, and bake at 450 degrees for 30 minutes or until thoroughly heated. Serve as a side or on rice as a main entree. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If time is money, then Larry Boucher has to be one of the wealthiest men alive. We'll try to make the most of our time on today's edition of the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
If you don't like your job, you might be said to be watching the clock. For Larry Boucher, that's part of his job.
When I was a kid, I used to tear things apart and sometimes get them put back together. I bought an old clock and it broke, and I took it in to get it fixed, and ridiculous price, something like $100. And so I thought, I think I can learn how to do this.
Larry got some books and taught himself the trade. Today he spends his time repairing clocks of all kinds. In his peculiar Missouri shop, you will find clocks of all shapes and sizes, many of them using a pendulum to help keep measure of the minutes and seconds.
The pendulum is necessary to release the power that we're running, whether it be a chain or a cable and a weight or a spring that's wound up. We're basically releasing that power and letting that power off 1 tick or 1 second at a time.
Although he has plenty of experience with almost every kind of clock, one particular type seems to drive him crazy.
cuckoo clocks will drive you cuckoo if you're not careful. They really are a pain. They're very workable. Some of them are very nice. Some of your older cuckoo clocks are a real challenge. They're real exciting to work on because they're very well made.
There's some truth to the phrase. They don't make them like they used to.
When you go back to the old tall case clock I have in my shop that's dated 1795, pull that movement out and pull the side pins out and drop it out on your workbench, you can almost see the workman's hands molding and creating the lifting hands and arms in that clock because it was all hand done.
Nothing gives Larry more pride than being able to take some of those old clocks and get them to keep time again. In essence, they measure the time of a family's generations. It's a job that not only gives Larry income, but also the pride of restoring a family keepsake. Traveling the countryside in Peculiar, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Is growing specialty crops more profitable? It depends. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The cost of marketing those crops is often ignored in the final tally as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.